This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Game of the Week with Johnny Ray and Conan and myself. I'm Ian. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have there on the site. Even if you are suffering from infomania, you're a digital junkie, we got plenty for you to binge on in that case. You can get archives that go back for years. And we'll talk more about this infomania idea here in a little bit when we get the chance. But we're going to go to your phone calls first. Your thoughts are welcome here on whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about legalization as well as the church of the state. And so you can comment on any of those things or whatever you want. Sally in New York, you're on Free Talk Live to start out the second hour. Go ahead, Sally.
Hello, this is Sally. Nice to speak with you. Tomorrow, on the steps of City Hall in New York City at 1 p.m., we are going to have parents of girls affected by the Gardasil vaccine speaking. Now, when we made this arrangement...
What is the Gardasil vaccine for our listeners who don't know?
Right. It's supposedly to prevent HPV, which is the human papillomavirus.
Okay.
Which is supposedly creating cervical cancer in girls. Okay?
The vaccine is creating the cancer or the HPV virus?
Well, it's supposed to prevent it, but it's not. In fact, it is creating it. All of the vaccines that are administered, what they're supposed to prevent, they are creating. And people who've gotten the flu shot know precisely what I'm talking about. But this is all, I would like everyone to Google the vaccine hoax is over. Since 2011, it has come out that the intention is to give the disease they're claiming to prevent. And a recent book has just been published about this entire issue.
And when is this? You said there's a protest happening in New York City?
Well, there are a lot of factors here, and I'd like to be able to lay them out if I could. Yes, in New York City, on the steps of City Hall, we have two bills currently at the state level proposed by a woman who is heavily invested in the manufacturer of this vaccine.
Ain't that always the case?
She's proposed two bills. One to make to make STD vaccines, including the HPV Gardasil vaccine, without parental consent, which means that as this passed in California, and this can be administered in the schools without.
The vaccine, if this bill was passed, would it be mandatory without parental consent, or something
there
that
the There are two bills. One is to add it to the basic schedule to attend school. That would be a mandatory one for those who do not have an exemption. Less than 1% of children in New York have an exemption, and I recommend to all of your listeners, no matter where they live, to go to VacLib, VACLIB.org, and look up your state and find out who can advise you on how to proceed to get an exemption.
An exemption might be a religious exemption, for instance?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Well, New York is the most difficult state to get one in, and we have a very dense population, and almost nobody's got one. So anyway, proceeding. So there are two bills, one to mandate it and one to administer it to children without their parents knowing. And if they don't need your consent, they don't need your knowledge. And if anything happens to your child because it's categorized as an STD, a sexually transmitted disease vaccine, the parents will not be informed.
Nor would the school be held liable either, because they're a government agency. And so therefore you can't hold them liable, even though they control your kids for 10 hours a day or 9 hours a day. Generally, well, it's very hard to actually hold them responsible.
Worse than that, no vaccines hold liability for the manufacturers.
Right.
Nor do they hold liability for the healthcare workers.
They were exempted specifically from that, right? Vaccine manufacturers have been basically given a pass on any kind of complications that might crop up.
Right. It's the only product that I know of that has been given this pass. So, the Supreme Court upheld it in 2011.
That alone should be a red alert, right? That should be, you know, the klaxon going off. There's a problem here. This company is not held legally liable for the, the effects of this.
For the fallout.
Medication. Yeah. I mean, that to me is like, hello, pay attention. And I'm glad I don't have kids. I don't have to deal with this. But I feel terrible for these parents who are being pressured by the state in a lot of ways to have these vaccines delivered, you know, administered into their children's bodies. And it's a scary thing.
And they're told that it's fine. It's good. It's safe. I mean, if you Wikipedia it right now, they're going to tell you there's nowhere in there. There's a small little side effects paragraph, but the whole entire article is this is a good drug and we need it because it's going to prevent all this cervical cancer and all this and that. And otherwise,
oh, it's not just that. They have a whole rigmarole of vaccines that they put these kids through.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole list.
I wanted to weigh in and just say that I'm all for vaccines.
Ian, oh, okay.
Ian, you remember Dr. Dean Edel?
He was a radio host. I don't know him, but and I never really heard a show, but I know he existed.
He had a great, fantastic medical show. He's a doctor.
Okay.
He was against the drug war. But he was he thought the anti-vaxxer crowd, they were crazy and they were sort of holding back civilization.
Hmm.
It was his contention that vaccines have delivered us from the evils of smallpox, polio, and so forth. And I'm inclined to agree with him. But
okay.
I will make.
I want to, since you agree with that, you absolutely must do yourself a service by looking at dissolvingillusions.com. Most people don't realize that the Raggedy Ann doll is a symbol of a century of deceit. From 1915 through 2015, we basically are acknowledging that she died from the smallpox vaccine, by the way, administered without her parents knowing it in her school. And the doll that this child represents, Marcella Brule. So the smallpox vaccine, the polio vaccine, it's a century of deceit. And I really do want you to look at dissolvingillusions.com and basically say to people when they want to sing the praises of vaccines that I cannot talk to them until they have read it.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their viewpoint on this, and I think this is one of those topics where every side believes that they're right, and they can keep throwing statistics and throwing websites at one another, and ultimately, probably neither side will look at any of those.
Sally and I can.
People who've done their research reject vaccines, including pediatricians. Very high rate of unvaccinated pediatricians' children.
Sally, you and I can definitely make common cause in the fight against forcing anyone to take a vaccine. I think that
so you support vaccines but not forcing people to take them. What about making it a requirement to go?
Don't presume that at all.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you, Sally. I'm talking to Johnny Ray here in the studio.
Okay.
So Johnny Ray, you support the idea of vaccines, but you don't support forcing people to use them. What about like the government requiring it as a mandate to go to their schools?
One more reason to end public schools.
I think that's fine. And the answer really is not to get into the details about different policies of what the school district requires, but instead to just get rid of public schools.
I'll agree with you there. Sally, thanks for your call. Good luck with your protest. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, I'm going to have to look that Raggedy Ann thing up. I just thought it was always a soulless ginger baby. But it's a smallpox baby? That's very interesting. So I'm going to Google that one.
And I'd like to add that the policies of forcing someone or pressuring a parent to get this vaccine, that is what creates, in my mind, the false. Well, that is what creates this community of anti-vaxxers, is the resentment from being forced to inoculate their own children, and you don't need that. You can have, if people live freely, you could have a community where people believed in vaccines and a community where they didn't. Is it possible that the answer is somewhere in the middle, that some vaccines are actually pretty good, but others are really questionable? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. More of Conan Goes to Concord. We'll tell you more about his journey
dun, dun, dun.
Here today. Also,
Infomania, what is it? And do you have it? But first, we'll tell you about the Liberty Forum that's coming up here in less than 1 month's time. The 18th of February is when it kicks off. It's a Thursday. It goes through the 21st, which is a Sunday. So February 18th through the 21st. Join us in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's going to be the 9th Liberty Forum, and it's going to be arguably the most historic of all Liberty Forums. Not only will Edward Snowden be the keynote speaker, but also there will be hundreds of liberty-minded people who will be gathering together for the entire weekend and, you know, getting to know one another. And these are going to be some of your neighbors in the future if you're a Free State Project participant. So come on up, get to know them, and experience what it's like to be here in New Hampshire during the wintertime. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a great event. But really, this is going to be historic because the Free State Project, barring some crazy circumstance, is going to be completed for a few weeks by the time the Liberty Forum gets here. The Free State Project tomorrow is likely going to cross to 97% of completion. It's eight signers away right now from 97%. It's at 96%. We want to get to 20,000 people who've signed up, signed the pledge that the three of us at one point signed. We've all moved. We're early movers. But we want to get to 20,000 people who pledged to move to New Hampshire and to get active for liberty. And that 20,000 is going to be reached probably by the end of this month, if not just a few days into February at this current rate. They're going up at about 40, 50 signatures per day. So it's usually only taken about 4 days or so, 4 or 5 days to go through another percentage point, and we're already at, like I said, almost at 97%. So this will be a big Liberty Forum. This is going to be the celebratory Liberty Forum, the victory Liberty Forum, the one that will sort of, I guess, be the start of the move, the official move for the Free State Project.
The champagne bottle breaking on the bow of the Titanic.
Basically, yeah, and the Titanic is the state. So, very exciting times. You can join us, nhlibertyforum.com, February 18th through the 21st. Not too late to reserve your hotel room, not too late to get your tickets, but don't delay because you don't want to be out of the hotel. You don't want to be at a hotel down the street. You want to be in the Radisson where the event's happening. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. We go to Robert. He's in Vermont, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, you know, I guess I don't understand, you know, why the state of New Hampshire makes a big deal out of wanting to legalize marijuana. I mean, it was a daunting task, you know, just for them to make it so it's legal for people to have it, you know, medically. Yeah, you know, but, you know, they don't make a big deal when a state liquor commissioner gets a DWI. I don't know whatever became of that, but I think that was last year. But that's
well, it is a big deal, and it's hard to change the system. And in the places where cannabis has been legalized so far, it has been legalized by a ballot measure process. And that is where if you collect enough signatures, you know, it's different by whatever state. So it could be hundreds of thousands of signatures. I don't know. It depends on which state. But you collect a bunch of signatures, and then they put the question on the ballot, and then people vote on it in most of these states. New Hampshire doesn't have that. They don't have the ballot measure process. There are what are called warrant articles that you can do on a town level usually, but that's a little different. I'm talking about at the state level. There's nothing like that in New Hampshire, and there's some good things
about
that.
And even if a town was able to pass some you-can-smoke-marijuana ordinance, the state would supersede that ordinance in a heartbeat.
Well, but you could, if you were of a town who wanted to do something like that, you could order the police chief to not enforce the state laws. And
hope the feds don't come in.
It's unlikely the feds are going to ever arrest anyone for smoking pot. I mean, that's just not the kind of level.
Or they'll just bust in your pipes, smokeless tobacco pipe store.
Sure, and they did do that here in Keene. They busted the Fat Stuff head shop here.
Head shop was what I was
looking
for.
Right. But my point being that it is hard, Robert, and it's not just hard in New Hampshire. It's hard in every state to change the system from within through the legislative process. And in New Hampshire, they're kind of ornery. Like, they don't like to change. They like things the way it is. And to some extent, that's a good thing because it means it's hard to grow the government in New Hampshire, but it's also hard to repeal the government that does exist. So there's sort of a double-edged sword going on there, and the same thing's true about the ballot measure process. I'm actually glad New Hampshire doesn't have it, because ultimately the ballot measure process in most states is used to grow government. It's used by people who want to create more government programs, who want to expand the size of the government. You know, like in Florida, where I'm from originally, the very first year we did Free Talk Live, 2002, like, we started in early November, right at the election time, and the issue that was on the ballot was a smoking ban. So somebody collected enough signatures to put a smoking ban on the ballot, and it passed with 70%. In fact, in Florida, 70% will vote for pretty much any ballot measure that's on there. It's like, if you get it on the ballot, it'll pass with 70%.
Well, you know,
it's almost
you
a guarantee.
Know 50% of the Floridians are from here.
They are from New York.
Retired New Englanders.
New Jersey. Lots of New York and New Jersey and a lot of Florida.
I'm spawn of, you know, New Englander in a little way.
I know. Over here on the 29th. In Vermont over here, they're gonna vote on the legalization over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the governor over here, I mean, he's been pushing to get the legalization over here.
That's true. You guys definitely, I think, are going to hit it before New Hampshire does. And I think that'll be a sad thing for New Hampshire because, you know, we would love to tout this as the most free place. And it arguably is when you categorize everything as far as freedom is concerned. But on the cannabis issue, New Hampshire is behind the ball. And that's because of these stuffy old conservatives.
And we got all that good alcohol. And you know what? And that's I think, Robert, you were talking about why don't we focus on things like, you know, the state-run alcohol program. And you know what? I think that, you know, the price is, you know, I think I've bought cheaper alcohol here in New Hampshire than I ever did in Florida or in Tennessee. And, you know, the stores are readily available. They're around every corner. And, you know, everyone drinks. So, I mean, it's...
What's the alcohol situation in Vermont, Robert? Is it state-run there, or do they have private alcohol stores?
Well, they have regular package stores over here, but they run a contract with the state. The state doesn't have its own liquor stores over here.
Ah, okay. So there's privately run stores that are
paying
state money.
Privately run stores, and they, you know, the store, you know, reimburses or pays. No, actually what it is, I think that if you sell liquor in a store, the state has its own cash register that they have to use. So at the end of the day, because they tally everything up and they know what they're getting.
There's like a special liquor cash register?
It's specifically only for liquor.
It's a segregated cash register.
Yeah. Well,
more lottery tickets.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, and I agree with him. It is frustrating. I mean, it's hard to change the system. This comes back around to the discussion we were having before about...
It takes generations sometimes. These people just have to die out.
I've been here in New Hampshire since 2006, and I've been going to cannabis hearings for several years, and I've watched this process, this arduous, slow, brutal, frustrating process of just trying to change these one sets of laws about cannabis. And what I have seen over time is progress. I have seen an increasing number of state representatives coming on board, people changing their minds.
Yeah, but is it just they don't believe prohibition works any longer? Are they seeing that cha-ching, that cash flow?
I think it's different for every one of them. I mean, they're all going to answer that question differently. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. They're totally free. You can go there, control the content right there on the website, freetalklive.com. Also, you can shop through our website at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter through Amazon. There's three links there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click in the right, Amazon for you, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. It's the same great deals, the same free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, everything you're used to, just entering through our link so Amazon sends us a portion of their profits. It's very simple. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com and you'll help Free Talk Live. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We've been discussing, we had Robert on the line in Vermont talking about the difficulty of working within the system for change. Ultimately, I think it's worth the effort. That's why I engage in it. I understand why people don't. I understand why it's frustrating. It's slow. It's plodding. It's annoying. It's frustrating and angering at times to do this, to be there with these politicians who are very, very uninterested in seeing change happen in their lifetime. So they'll vote against it. But I have seen progress being made slowly over the years on the cannabis issue. Just last year, 80%, more than 80% of the House of Representatives in New Hampshire voted for cannabis decriminalization. That's a huge number, and it didn't ultimately fly due to the governor promising to veto that. Robert was pointing out that in Vermont, the governor is actually pushing for legalization, so they've actually got a darn good chance of getting it.
You know, as far as New Hampshire being behind the curve,
yeah,
it really does seem like we've been right on the curve for the longest time, except we have a particular governor who vetoes everything.
That's true. If it weren't for the governor, we'd have decriminalization by now. We might even have legalization by now as well.
She has an agenda.
The Senate is also kind of a stick in the mud as well, so it can be tough to get through that. In fact, the Senate stopped decrim because they expected the governor to veto it last year, if I'm recalling correctly. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Will. He is in Washington. And Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, am I coming through all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, definitely. So first I want to say I love what you guys are doing. I just started listening like a week ago, and I think your project is absolutely awesome.
Excellent.
I'd like to see them popping up all over the states and all over the globe.
What do you want to see popping up?
Like
Free State Project.
Free State Project.
That's, you know, I would like to see contrary to the point.
Everywhere.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, who wouldn't want to see liberty popping up everywhere? But the reason why the Free State Project exists is because the libertarians are failing everywhere. And so the idea is let's concentrate libertarians in one geographic area and actually have some success. Maybe once we have success in New Hampshire, we can show the rest of the world, hey, look, this liberty stuff works. Maybe you should try it where you are. But ultimately, in order for us to have that success, we need to have libertarians moving to New Hampshire, not moving, you know, or staying where they are. Because staying where you are, if you're a liberty-minded person, is a plan to fail.
Completely understand that point.
Got it. So go ahead.
So I wanted to talk about cannabis legalization.
And
here in Washington, we just legalized it. The voters were, shifty, I guess, hasty in their decision. A lot of them didn't read through the regulations. A lot of them didn't read through the bill.
When you say they were hasty, what do you mean? What did they miss?
I think a lot of people didn't really recognize the amount of money they'd be paying. And a lot of people were all for it. They're like, oh, hey, I don't smoke pot, but I might, you know, and all this money is going to the schools. What a great idea. Yeah, this is a great thing. Let's jump on board. Everybody voted for it. I've been medical here in the state for going on like 8-9 years now. And so essentially the state extorted me for a slip of paper that says that I can do what I want with my own cannabis, cultivate my own, process it how I want, and have a certain amount, which is all fine and dandy for me. But for a lot of us that can't afford to grow, or, you know, with the medical shops being shut down left and right up here, you end up having to go back to the state store and pay something outrageous. It's got to be 20% taxes. I mean, it's
what is it? Okay, really, hold on. Let's get a little perspective on this. So, what is an ounce of cannabis, of like good quality cannabis? If you know any brand names, feel free to throw it out there. But an ounce of high test cannabis, what's it go for? Medical price versus legal sale price. So there's usually a difference, at least from what I've read. I don't know if Washington's one of these states where if you're getting the medical cannabis, it's actually cheaper. Even if it's the same weed, it's actually cheaper than the recreational.
Oh, significantly. In fact, the manager owner of my old dispensary, which is shut down now, has switched over to doing only recreational because even though the fees and the licenses are higher for him in the start, he's making twice as much money in the long run on the product. Essentially, I mean, I can get an ounce of really good pot for $150 because I'm a medical patient. That same ounce inside the store down the street is going for over $350.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
okay, so so I mean that's kind of right around what the black market prices have been for more than a decade, probably close to two decades now. Is $300 to $400 would be what you'd pay for the chronic, as they called it in Florida. That was kind of the slang term where I was growing up. But you know, they call it headies up here in New England. You're looking at paying that. So really, you're not talking about really saving anything except for the chance that you would go to jail. So basically, you're paying the same price.
Yeah.
And the state's
raking
it in.
It forces so many of us who don't want to go to the state, who don't have a medical card. A lot of people that I know just simply deal still on the black market.
That was going to be my question was, you know, how common is the black market dealer these days up there?
I come into contact with it every day, at least three times a day.
You see, this is what we were talking about earlier.
Three times a day walking through Seattle that somebody offers me pot. off the street at a better price than I can get in the legal shop down the street.
Is it still a felony to sell cannabis without a license?
I believe it's a felony, yeah. I'm not quite sure on it all. There's a lot of us try to get away with things, and up here, so long as you're not I follow cop block. A lot of people up here follow cop block. So, you know, it's like, am I free to go? Am I being detained? That kind of thing. You know, don't let them search you. But I mean, if you were to deal to like a federal agent or somebody who flipped on you, yeah, you could definitely see, you know, a felony, you know, intent to distribute. So yeah, that's a felony.
Wow. All right. Well, that's terrible.
Yeah,
but it's still going on. Are the cops busting people for it though?
Not so much. I actually saw a recent, Seattle Times post on Facebook that the, Washington State Police up here were trying to catch people, you know, selling via, on the black market via Facebook, you know, cause I mean, even the people I know, you know, friends, people in my demographic and my age group will post things online, you know, that they have it cheaper than anywhere else. And it's almost like an epidemic, but at the same time, I think it's totally great. I think we should completely operate on the free market. But I think what you see here is that the state has gotten all of this money. They're getting continued income. It's, you know, cash flow, and they're not going to let go of it. And because so many other states see it and they say, oh, well, you know, we'll see how this little test group is going. You know, they're having their test and it's going to probably go across the United States, and I don't see why this wouldn't just expand.
It is going to be interesting to see how fast this catches on. Obviously, you had Colorado and Washington. They were the first two states. Alaska followed shortly thereafter, as well as Oregon. So now you've got four states. And I believe Guam and D.C. are also now with a legal status for the possession and, I don't know about sale of cannabis there, but it's at the very least legal in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital. It's legal to possess cannabis. I forget of how much, maybe up to an ounce or two, but this is not legal advice. But, Will, you know, I appreciate you calling in here tonight, and feel free to continue to update us on the legal status there of how things have changed. I'd love to hear more at some point on a different call about, like, the medical shutdowns that you were talking about. We don't have time to get into it tonight, but I appreciate hearing from
you
tonight. Thanks for the call, Will. Welcome aboard. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
We were talking about cannabis and some of the proposals that are on the table to legalize it, and there's different states across the country that are considering it. And the question is, who's next? It's going to be one of the states that will go and go ahead and legalize cannabis. Who will it be? Will it be done legislatively? It sounds like Vermont has a good chance of that this year, because so far it's not been done legislatively. And this is one of the points I wanted to make previously, but I never got around to it. The cannabis legalization that has happened has been through the ballot process, meaning that people have signed petitions, they've gotten an issue onto the ballot, they've then, you know, enough people voted for that, 60% or whatever, that there was requirement to make it go through in these other states. So far, we've yet to see a state legislature actually pass it. And that was one of the things that I think made New Hampshire special. When you look back at the gay marriage issue, New Hampshire was the first state to pass it through the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So there were other states that beat New Hampshire to gay marriage, but New Hampshire was the first one to do it through the legislature, which is a harder thing to accomplish, in my opinion, because you've got to convince these stick-in-the-mud
old men,
buddy-duddies, and, you know, old women,
old
men.
There's a couple of old women.
Trying to, you know, convince them to do the humane thing and let people smoke a plant or gay people get married. So the fact that they did that here in New Hampshire in a relatively conservative legislature, because even the Democrats in New Hampshire kind of lean, you know, they've got guns, for instance. The Republicans here, though, also lean a little liberal in some cases. Like, a lot of the Republicans voted for gay marriage mm-hmm. here. So you can't really categorize people in the same way, just off the cuff. Oh, well, you're a Republican, so that must mean this and this. No, it doesn't usually apply like that.
here in New Hampshire. So hopefully New Hampshire will still be one of the first states that actually does it through the legislative process, but it's a long road and it's a frustrating one. And that's why we need more people to move here as part of the Free State Project and to get active, because today, Conan, you went to the State House for the very first time. You've been here in New Hampshire for, what, 3 years now? Four?
4 years.
4 years. And this was your first time in the State House. You testified on a number of pieces of proposed legislation. Yeah,
pretty much everyone I went to, I found the time to talk for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and you did a great job. And, you know, this, if anything, we need more people doing that. Because when you start to go to these hearings at the State House, you'll find that generally the people who testify are state government bureaucrats.
Yeah, the lawyers.
Who are paid, by the way.
Yeah.
So when the state sends their at the cannabis hearings, they'll send one of the cops from the state police, mm-hmm. one of the drug task force guys. He'll come in. He'll testify. Well, he's getting paid. Whereas you and I, we got to take the day off from work. I don't get anything done. Like, I go up there with my laptop thinking, all right, I might get some emails or, you know, get something done. I almost get nothing done when I'm at the State House. So the whole day for business is a wash for me. But these bureaucrats are collecting whatever amount of ridiculous money they make per hour or salary. They're on the clock.
Defending their jobs and positions.
Not only defending them, but asking for more. Mm-hmm. Like that, they're there to advocate for growing government, not for making it smaller. So in a lot of these hearings, it's the state and the liberty activists. And those are the only people who will come out and testify. Every now and then you'll get something that's a big issue, like today they were hearing minimum wage, they were hearing cannabis. Those are going to attract a lot of different kinds of people. But yep. Your average hearing, there's maybe 3 to 8 people who attend, and not all of them testify. In one hearing, Conan, it was you and me who took the pro-liberty position, and we were the only people in the room to bother to do it. So it's a pretty wide open canvas for anyone who wants to come here and get active on that side of things. So go check out freestateproject.org. You really, if you love liberty, you really owe it to yourself to look into it.
What's the number at now?
Just under 97%. So.
And you think that mid-February is probably going to be the 100% mark?
I think we'll hit 100%. Right around the end of this month, because you're looking at about 4 or 5 days for 1% right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to hit 97%. Tomorrow it's going to be 97, guaranteed. So, you know, 10 more days after tomorrow, it'll be at 99%, and 10 more days from tomorrow is the very end of this month. So, yeah, we're talking about crossing into the completion territory in about 2 weeks or
less. I think we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and I asked, you know, what you thought would... What's going to take place? You know,
yeah,
how many people are going to move?
Everybody's asking that question.
Is the Free State Project going to continue in its
I don't know, in
its current form for the next 5 years at least? Because that's how long people have to move, is according to the contract. And who knows? I do hope they continue to count. Because
the people who actually move, you
right,
mean?
Right, so we're over 20, so let's keep counting. Let's get to 22, let's get to 25.
Oh, we keep counting signers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is one of the big discussions that you're probably going to see happening at the Liberty Forum. I bet this will be a hot topic of what's going to happen with the organization known as the Free State Project. Because the original proposal was that it was going to go away
mm-hmm.
a long time ago. But now I think a lot of people are of your mindset, Conan, of let's keep inviting people here. Let's keep counting people signing up. Let's keep counting people who've moved as well. So we have
Let's have the website. Let's have the introductory the meeting. Or
keep going to Liberty Forum. Keep doing Liberty Forum every year. Keep doing the Porcupine Freedom Festival, these sort of yearly gatherings, conventions, camping festivals that are attracting people here because they're really awesome events. So I tend to agree, like, even though I don't agree with everything the Free State Project Board has done, you know, politically or whatever, how they've organized things. I don't agree with everything. I still think generally it's a good thing that they exist and that they're doing good work. So I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked with Carla, the president, or any of the board members about that. I'm not on the board. I'm just a radio host. So as soon as I hear something, we'll certainly let you know. And I imagine at the latest, we're, of course, going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum coming up here in just under a month. It starts on the 18th. So I expect that once we get Carla Garrick on the show sitting in, because inevitably we're going to talk to her at Liberty Forum on the air.
She's coming on right after Snowden, right?
I don't know. We don't guess people out that far in advance, but at some time we will have her on during Liberty Forum, I'm certain, and then we can pepper her with questions about, okay, well, what's happening here? Because presumably we will have some. Presumably they'll have announced something, or they will be about to announce it at that time. Because, well, again, the Free State Project's almost done. Now, the other question you asked was how many people are going to actually move. And I think it's important to be realistic when you look at these numbers. 20,000 people is the goal of what we want. That's what we're trying to reach. 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who pledged to move to New Hampshire. But those 20,000 have been coming over the last 15 years. So odds are good. Some of them are dead. Some of them have changed their email address, and they've never received an update from the Free State Project. So
some of them moved to Colorado.
They probably don't know it exists anymore. Yeah, some of them have changed their mind. You know, they want to stay where they are, or they've moved somewhere else, or they've left the United States, or whatever. Everybody's got their individual story. Others are going to just renege on their agreement. They're going to change their mind at the last moment, and, oh, wow, I didn't really think this was going to make it, or whatever. I mean, everybody's going to have their story for why they're not going to come.
Right. It's very easy to sign something online, and
yeah,
quite another thing to move.
To follow through and move your life across the country. But ultimately, it really doesn't matter to me what the final number is. We know we're going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're probably going to get, I think it's safe to say we'll get 5,000 of the 20,000. I think saying 25% is a pretty safe bet, considering that we've seen it grow a certain, you know, number of thousands within the last 5 years rather than the last 15 years. So I think the people that have signed up more recently are probably more likely to move than the people who signed up in, let's say, 2001, when the project first started. But ultimately, you know, time will tell. And I'm hoping we can hit 10,000, but I can't imagine we get more than that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm really optimistic about what's going to happen afterwards. Ian, can you tell me approximately how many early movers there are?
I just looked
15,
today.
16, 17, 18,
somewhere around that. Somewhere around that. Yeah, I think there's a total number of around 1,800 people who are counted as in-state. But that number includes about 200. It's 1,897 that are currently ranked as in New Hampshire. Uh-huh. But that number includes about 250 people who were here originally when the vote was taken on the states. So for those of you who don't know, the Free State Project, this idea of this political migration, originally had 10 possible states. And when the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, the first 5,000 were invited to vote on which state that it would be. So when New Hampshire was chosen, there were about 250 that were already here. And so subtract that from 1,900 and, you know, you get about 1,650, I would say,
right,
actual movers.
And are the early movers
left? But others have actually come and have never signed. So, you know, for the people who've left that we might know that have been on the show, for instance, in the past, like Sam and Michelle Seven, those former co-hosts,
right,
there are also people who move here for the Free State Project but never sign up for the Free State Project. So, like, the privacy people?
The early movers have already made a name for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And shaken up things here and there. And
shake,
I'm really
shake,
hopeful
shake.
That, you know, another 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. That's going to be fantastic. There's going to be different kinds of people than the early movers, but...
This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.